نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. My dear respected elders, brothers in Islam and young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Khalika Kainat, the creator of this entire universe. He is the Malik and the Sovereign and the controller of everything that it contains. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. He created the heavens and the earth and everything in between the heavens and the earth. Not only has He created everything, but everything that He has created, He has full control over. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. He is قادر. He has total control, power, and might over everything that he has created. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Khalik, our creator. When He is our creator, He also has control over this insan and this human. And this is one relationship of ours between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Khalik and we are makhluk. So we have this relationship of Khalik and makhluk. This is not the only relationship that we have. There are many relationships that we hold with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalik and makhluk is one relationship. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raziq, we are marzuq. He is the sustainer and we are the ones that are sustained. He is the provider and we are the ones that are provided. This is another relationship of ours with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is ghafir, He forgives. We are maghfoor, we are forgiven. When we make mistakes, then He is the one that forgives us. And we are the ones that are forgiven. We are abid, He is ma'bud. This is another relationship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we worship Him. And He is the one that is worshipped. And likewise, there are numerous relationships of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have with Him. One extremely important, vital relationship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have is the relationship of Muhib and Mahbub. That we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He is our beloved. And likewise, when we live the life that we are supposed to, then we become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He is the one that loves us. Generally, when we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we think of Him as Khalik, we think of Him as Ghafir, we think of Him as Razzaq and Raziq, we think of Him as Ghafir and Ghafoor and Ghaffar. When we realize our sins and our mistakes, we think of Him as Qahhar and Wahhab. But one deficiency in the Muslim Ummah today is that very rarely do we think of this aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is also Mahbub, He is Muhib and Mahbub. This is also one aspect of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the relationship of love. In the Muslim Ummah, generally the mu'min, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fails to remember this relationship of love, that Allah is very loving, Allah is very affectionate, Allah is very kind. When you look in the verses of the Quran Kareem and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find that this relationship is identified again and again. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali, the friend of those who believe. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, narrates a hadith narrated by on the authority of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to specifically ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would specifically ask for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma jal hubbaka ahabba al-ashiyai ilayna. O Allah, make your love the most beloved thing to me on the face of the earth. Because love, the relationship of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely important, my dear friends. For the progress of a mu'min in his deen, and for his progress in reaching the heights of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is essential that a mu'min, he looks at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this thought of love. This thought of being a friend, friendship. In this worldly life, my dear friends, all forms of friendship that exist, any form of friendship, be it with family, be it with wife, with one's children, be it with one's friend circle, his associates, the people of his locality, extended family, business partners, whatever, wherever there is relationship and love, in this worldly life, each and every relationship is temporary. Even if it is a good relationship, it is temporary. And every relationship, there is no guarantee that this relationship with the makhluk and the creation will always be stable. There is instability. All relationships of the dunya, they can fade away and break down at any time. And when this relationship of the dunya, this relationship of love and affection of dunya, when it fades away sometimes, or it cripples, or it becomes weak, sometimes it becomes next to impossible to repair again. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem sums up the ta'alluqat and the relationships of the dunya in one verse of the Quran. That even if things are good in the worldly life with all these relationships, on the day of Qiyamah, one should not expect anything from any of these relationships. If in the dunya a person, he has a good relationship with his parents, the parents have a good relationship with their children, and he has a good relationship with his friend circle, he has a good relationship with the people of his society, even if everything goes well in the world, this relationship is limited to the dunya. It has no influence in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. This sums up all the ta'alluqat of the dunya. That on the day of Qiyamah, if your relationship is good with someone, if my relationship is good with Imam Sahib here, and I come knocking on his door in the middle of the night, year after year, for 20 years in a row, I come knocking on his door that, Imam Sahib, I need help, Imam Sahib, I need help. He will help me every time. Maybe my whole life, my relationship will be good with him. But come the day of Qiyamah, and I need two rewards, one reward, just to make my scales of mizan become heavier, if I look for the same Imam Sahib, Imam Sahib will say to me that, my dear friend, not today. Not today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. On the day of Qiyamah, a person, he will run from his own brother. أَخِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ or أَخِي in the manner of blood brother. Whichever way, he will run from his own brother. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to further clarify the aspects of relationship, that okay, maybe the brother in this worldly life, he doesn't have much feeling, so why would he help on the day of Qiyamah? وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. That a person will run from his own mother and father. Even if his mother and father came to him for help, or he went to his mother and father for help, on that day of Qiyamah, this relationship you cannot sustain. There is only one relationship that is established in the dunya and also works in the hereafter. There is only one relationship and friendship that never breaks down. There is only one relationship and friendship where there is no betrayal. There is only one relationship and friendship where if we on our part, we become neglectful and we neglect this friendship for years and years, and suddenly after 20, 30 years we have a realization and we need this friend again, and we turn to that friend, he will be open arms. There is only one friendship that sustains us in the dunya and also in the akhirah. That is the friendship and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why, my dear friends, it is extremely necessary for us to establish our ta'alluq with Allah. To establish our relationship of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To establish that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whenever we need to reach out to this friendship, whenever we need to rely on this friendship, we find that friendship available for us. That is the real friendship. So one thing we all realize, one thing that is a reality, inshallah we'll conclude in the next 2-3 minutes. One reality we realize is that the friendships of the dunya, they are all temporary. And they are only beneficial to a certain extent in the dunya. And the relationship and friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beneficial for us in this world and will also benefit us in the hereafter, which is our real and eternal life. But just take out a few minutes. Go into the world of thoughts. What does friendship demand? Friendship demands loyalty. Friendship demands obedience. Who do you call your friend? The one who is loyal to you in your cause. Who do you call your friend? The one who is obedient to you in your demand and request. So we have two relationships, relationship of the makhluk and relationship of the khaliq. We know relationship of makhluk is only sustainable in this world, if so. And relationship of the khaliq is sustainable and beneficial in this world, and most importantly in the hereafter, to take us into the eternal life of the hereafter. So which friendship should we be more worried about, this relationship of the makhluk or the relationship of the khaliq? The relationship of the khaliq, obviously. But if you all, each and every one of us, just take out a few moments and ponder over our life, that there are two friends in front of us, makhluk and khaliq. What is our loyalty to the makhluk and what is our loyalty to our khaliq? Hands on heart, my dear friends, each person is a judge and jury for himself. There was no time to deliver a long lecture. Imam Sahib was kind enough to begin the bayan and still give me the chance to speak. We had got stuck in traffic coming from Markham. We left very early, 10 past 11, but still nearly an hour on the road. So there's no time for a big lecture. I just want to mention a small message which is beneficial first for me and all of us. I just want to leave some food for thought. That we have these two relationships, and any relationship demands loyalty and obedience. Where does our obedience and our loyalty lie? I conclude on one statement of my respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, Shaykh al-Hadith Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Dorat Sahib Damat Barakatum, who says that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah Ta'ala has mentioned a statement. He says that amazing is the human. Amazing is the mu'min, the insan. That there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about friendship and loyalty. He said, amazing is this mu'min. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His love for the mu'min, the servant, His love for the creation is such that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the human race and created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, the first insan, the first human, our great grandfather Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, the beginning of humanity, the beginning of the human race, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned him and created him and blew life into him, and he was now existing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that this is the creation that is going to be my deputy on the face of the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded all the angels that bow down, do sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Fasajadu illa iblis. The entire creation, all the angels, bowed down and did sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, except for Iblis, except for Shaitan. He was also known as an angel because of his extensive ibadah. He was also part of the command that bow down to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Every creation bowed down to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, except for Iblis. Iblis, he used logic. He used logic. That why should I bow down to him? He is created from teen, he is created from soil. And I am created from fire. Fire is more superior than soil. So why should I bow down to him? Just one sentence in between. This also informs us that our deen is not based on logic. Therefore, in anywhere in deen, in ibadat, muamalat, akhlaq, muasharat, aqeedah, we do not use logic. Whatever is taught to us through Quran and hadith, in the guidance of the ulama haqqa of the ummah, that is final for us. Logic goes in the dustbin when it comes to deen. Adam Iblis used his logic, he failed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Iblis, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says, that he denied the command of Allah. He denied bowing down to Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had so much love and affection and ta'alluq and relationship with this human, that creation who had done sajda on every area of the heavens. He had not left an area of the heavens void of his ibadah. That is how close he was to Allah. But because he disrespected this Adam, and he disrespected the human race. When he disrespected Adam alayhi salam, that means he disrespected the whole human race. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him that, in my eyes, you are no longer worthy of anything. أُخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ اللَّعْنَةَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ You disrespect this Adam and his progeny? Meaning me and you. Because of disrespecting me and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala broke friendship and ties with Iblis forever and ever. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says, Insan, how amazing are you? That day is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khaliq, who broke ties with Iblis because of us, for our sake. And here we are living in the dunya, and we have made friendship with that same Iblis by disobeying the Khaliq, the Creator. We have made our loyalty to Iblis, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed from his court because of us, for our sake. And we have joined him by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Night and day we have joined Iblis, and we have abandoned that Creator Allah who broke his friendship with Iblis because of our sake. This is the message I would like to leave us. That where do we stand with our friendship with Allah? What should our ta'alluq and relationship be with Allah? My dear friend, just the way we think of Allah with an objective in various other aspects, that Allah is the provider, Allah is the sustainer, Allah is the forgiver, Allah is merciful, He is Rahman, He is Rahim. He has all these sifat. Likewise, my dear friends, this is also something we should think of Allah, that He is my beloved and He also loves me, this relationship of love. When we have the ihsas and realization that Allah loves us, this ihsas and realization of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become a barrier between us and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayr khalqi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.